Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We're now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Amud Beis. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in the Mishnah and Daf Amud Aleph Amud Beis. Gimel Achim. If let's say one has three brothers that are Nesuin, Gimel Nachrias, that are married to three different ladies that are not related one to the other. Umeis achad mehen, and one of the achim was meis. Va'asa ba'asheni maimer, and the second ach did maimer to the wife of the first ach. And then the second ach was meis. Harei eulcholtzeis ve'loi misyab meis. The third ach does chalitza to both of those noshim. To both the wife of his first brother and the wife of his second brother, he gives them both chalitza, and he cannot be miyabim either one of those two wives, which the Gemara explains is based on a gzeira. Since the second ach did maimer to the wife of the first ach, there is a gzeira shemayimru beis yevameis habois nibayis echad mesyameis. People might say that two wives of one brother, one can be miyabim both wives. And the halacha is that one can only be miyabim one of the wives and not both of the wives. And for that reason, Chazal said that since the ach did maimer, the halacha is cholzeis v'loy misyameis. The third ach can only give chalitza and not yibum. Our Gemara goes on to say, Omar Rava, nosan get ma'amori. If let's say, the second ach who did maimer to the wife of the first ach gave a get ma'amori, then according to the second Lashon of Rava, Hutra Fiulhi, even the Isha that Maimer was done to, even the wife of the first Ach that Maimer was done to, if the second Ach gave a get to Ma'amori, then the halacha is that Isha herself is Muteres to the third Ach. The obvious question is, as we find the Tosfos Shanim asks, that Isha who Maimer and Get were done to, how could she possibly be Muteres to the third Ach? B'chira, she should be Asura, since she is Grusha Sochiv, since she was Mekudeshes to the second Ach Medrabonon, since the second Ach did Maimer to the wife of the first Ach, now that he gave a Get, she should still be Asura to the third Ach, since she is Grusha Sochiv, she is the Grusha of his Ach. So if so, how can you ever say that Nosan get Ma'amori Hutraf he? What happened to the Isser of Grusha Sochiv? And even according to the first Lashon of Rava, that understands that the Isha herself is Asura on the third Ach, as one sees in the Gemara, that is only based on a Gzeira. But she is not Asura Me'ikra Adin. Again, the kash is, why is she not Asura Me'ikra Adin? Just like any Grusha Sochiv is Aser to one's Ach. That is the kasha of the Tosfos Rishonim. B'chira, one can answer the Tosfos Rishonim's kasha based on that we find in the Sefer Asfun Dereisa Kval Ches, that the Asfun Dereisa is mitzadit to say that we find that there is an Isser, Eishes, Ach, and other Arayas even after Gerushin and after Misa is only because we say that there is some Ishos left over even after Misa and after Gerushin. And since there is some Ishos left over, that's why the Isser, Eishes Ach, and other Yisurim remain even after Gerushin and after Misa. As the Asfun Dereisa explains, that we find in the Gemara before in the Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Shemeres Yabam Shemesa. If let's say one has an Isha that was a Shemeres Yabam that was Mesa, the Yabam is still Aser Be'ima, still Aser in the mother of the lady that was waiting for Yibam. The Gemara goes on to say, Almok Savar Yesh Zika. From there we see that this Manda Omar holds Yesh Zika. The Behuda holds Yesh Zika. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zika for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says that we look at the lady that was a Shemeres Yabam that was waiting for Yibam as if she was already the Isha of the Yabam. And for that reason, he is Aser and her relatives. The Gemara asks, let Rabbi Yehuda just say that halacha is like the man de Omer that says Yesh Zika. The Gemara answers, Iomer Hachi, had Rabbi Yehuda just said that halacha is Kedivre Ha'imer Yesh Zika, Hava Amina, I would have said, Hani Mili Mechen, that is only as long as the Yavama is still alive. Aval Ha'achar Misa, but once the Yavama is no longer alive, Paka LaZika. The Zika no longer exists, and for that reason I would have said that even though as long as the Yavama was alive, the Yavam was Aser and her relatives, based on that we say Yesh Zika, and we look as if the Yavama is actually his wife, still, La'achar Misas HaYavama, he will be allowed to marry all the relatives of the Yavama, since we say Paka LaZika. For that reason, Rabbi Yehuda has to say that Zika is Loipaka, and the Zika remains. From there, the Asman der Aisa says that one sees that one is Aser and the relatives of his wife, Achar Misas Ishtai, is only because we say that the Ishos remains even after Misas Ishtai. Even after one's wife is no longer alive, still the Ishos remains. And since the Ishos remains, for that reason he is Aser and the relatives of his wife. And so too by all Isurei Kreves, all Isurim, that come about through Kiddushin, the reason why those Isurim remain after Gerushin and Misa is because there is some Ishos left over even after Gerushin and Misa. And therefore one can answer the Tesis Hashanim's Kasha as follows. Even though one is not allowed to marry Grush Asachiv, again that is only because there is some Ishos left over even after Gerushin. But as far as Maimer is concerned, after Gerushin, there is no Ishos left over whatsoever. Since the whole Kiddushin of Maimer is only Midrabanon, for that reason, once he gave a get to Ma'amari, there is no Ishos left over whatsoever. And since there is no Ishos left over whatsoever, for that reason, we say that there is no Isser Gushas Achiv. That is one way with which one can answer the Kasha of the Tesis Hishonim. Then the Miluim and Simim Mem Dawetz of Katan Dawud on the other end argues on the Chiddush of the Asf and the Reisa. Then the Miluim understands that the Yisurim remain even after Gerushin and Misa has nothing to do with that we say that the Ishos remains even after Gerushin and Misa. Even if there is no Ishos, still the Yisurim remain even after Gerushin and Misa. That is the Shita of the Avne Miluim. According to Avne Miluim, again, one has to answer the Tesis Shoshanim's Kasha, what happened to the Isser of Grushas Achiv. And so too in our Gemara. Our Gemara says in the first Lashon of Rava, Nosan get to Ma'amorai, if one gave a get to his Maimer, Hutra Tzarasa. First Lashon of Rava understands that the Isha to whom he gave a get, that Isha herself is Asura. That we say Nasan Gatum Amore is Mater is only as far as the Tzara is concerned. Now, as far as which Tzara is the Gemara referring to, we find in Machlekes Harishenim. Rashi understands that our Gemara is referring to Tzara, the wife of the second Ach. The wife of the second Ach is Muteres to the third Ach. Once he gave a get to Ma'amore, then we say that the wife of the second Ach is now Muteres with Yibum to the third Ach. That is a Tzara that our Gemara is referring to. The other Rishonim on the other end bring down a different Mahalach in our Gemara. That Rava says Nasan get to Ma'amore Hutra Tzarasa, that the Tzara now becomes Mutter, is not referring to the Tzara of the second Ach, to the wife of the second Ach. But rather the Rishonim explain that it is referring to the second wife of the first Ach. The first brother had two wives. One of the wives was the one that the second brother did Maimer to and now gave a get. Now the halacha is, Rava says, that now that he gave a get to his Maimer, he, the second Ach himself, is now allowed to be Miyabim, the other wife of the first brother. Till he gave a get, he cannot be Miyabim, the other wife of the first brother. Because since he did Maimer, which is considered as if he started being Baina Bayis Achiv, he started the process of building the bias of his first brother, he cannot be miyabim the other wife, since we say that one can only be miyabim one of the wives and cannot be miyabim both of the wives. For that reason, we say that he is only mutzer in the other wife once he gives a get l'ma'amore. Only after he gives a get is he mutzer in the second wife of his first brother. The obvious kasha is, how does it help that he gave a get l'ma'amore to mutzer the second ach t'mimiyabim, the wife of the first brother? Once he did maimer, which is considered as if he started being b'ina by his achiv, how can he possibly go mimiyabim, the other wife? From here one sees, as a Tosis Rishonim answers, that once he gave a get to Ma'amori, we say that the Maimer was Pokal Mafreya, and the Maimer is Batal retroactively, and it's as if he never did a Maimer. And for that reason, the Tosis Rishonim says that there is no Isser Grusha Sachiv, because again, once he gave a get to Ma'amori, it's as if the Maimer never existed, and therefore there is no Isser Grusha Sachiv. And so too, according to the pshat that the Rishonim bring down, that the Rava said, Nasan get l'ma'amori hotra tzarasa, is referring to the second ach now being allowed to be miyabim the other wife of the first brother, that is also based on that we say, that once he gave a get l'ma'amori, the maimer is batal retroactively, and it's as if he never did a maimer. And for that reason, the second ach is now allowed to be miyabim, the other wife of the first brother. That is how the Tosis Shonim answers his kasha that what happened to the Isser of Grusha Sachiv. Now, to explain the chiddush of the Tosis Shonim, that with his gerushin the maimer is batal mafreya, and it's as if there was never a maimer to begin with, we find that Rabbi Shmuel explains the Tosis Shonim as follows. That the Rabbanon went and were mesakin kiddushei maimer minatira. If one went and was mekadesh yivama, the kiddushin is batal. The kiddushin is not a kiddushin at all. Rabbanon went and were mesakin kiddushei maimer for an isha that is waiting for yibam. That the Rabbanon went and were mesakin kiddushei maimer. What Rabbanon did was as follows. Rabbanon said that kiddushei maimer is considered the beginning of yibam. We see as if the Yibum begins with his Maimer. When one goes and gives Kesef or Shtar to his Yivama, we see as if this is the beginning of the process of Yibum. And therefore, since Maimer is only the beginning of the process of Yibum, Maimer can only exist if one ends up actually being Miyabim. If one does not actually end up being miyabim, then the whole maimer is batal mafreya. And for that reason, the Tosis Shonim understands that if one gave a get, since this maimer cannot be considered the beginning of yibum, since yibum was never done, for that reason, the maimer is batal retroactively. Because the whole existence of maimer is that the maimer is the beginning of the process of yibum. Based on this Tosis Rishonim, we find that Rav Shach and Aviezri Hochas Yibam V'Chalitza and Sotu Rav Shmuel answer the following Tmiya on our Gemara. Our Gemara explains that we learned in our Mishnah, that when the second brother went and did Maimer to the wife of the first brother, and now the second brother was Mace, that the third brother cannot be Miyabim both wives, both the wife of the first brother and the wife of the second brother, is only a gzeira. Gzeira shamayimru beis yivames haboyes mi beis echan mitziyamais. People may think that two yivames from the same house, one can be miyabim both of those yivames. The obvious question is, why did the Gemara say much simpler? The Gemara could have said that since the second ach did maimer, and midirabonon, the wife of the first ach is now considered as if she's married to the second brother, Drabonon, we actually have two Yevames HaBoyis Mibayis Achad. Both Yevames are in the same house. They were both married to the second Ach. One of them was married Minatera to the second Ach, and one of them was married Midrabonon to the second Ach. But at the end of the day, we have two Yevames from one house. And for that reason, the third brother cannot be Miyabim both of those Yevames. So what does our Gemara say? That the reason why the third brother cannot be miyabim both of those Yevamis is only because of the Gzeira Shemayimru. Shnei Yevamis haboyis mibayisach and mesyamis. The Gemara could have said that this case is an actual case of Shnei Yevamis haboyis mibayisach, that two Yevamis are actually coming from the same house. And for that reason, he cannot be miyabim both of those Yevamis. Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel answer the kasha as follows, that just like we find in the Tesis Yishonim, that after the get, the Maimer is batal mafreya, based on that that we say, that the Maimer did not come into fruition, which is as Tchilas Yibum, since the whole existence of Maimer is as Tchilas Yibum, so too we will say that even if the second Ach did not give a get to Ma'amore, since he was Mace, before he had the opportunity to do Yibum, that itself is a reason for us to say that the Maimer was Batal Mafreya, since the Maimer did not end up with a Yibum. And for that reason, after the second Ach is made, since the Maimer was Batal Mafreya, the Gemara cannot say that since the second Ach did Maimer, this is an actual case of Shnei Yevames HaBoyis Mibayis Echad, because once the second Ach was Mace, she is no longer considered Mekudesh as to him Midrabanon. The wife of the first Ach is not considered any longer the wife of the second Ach, since his whole Maimer was Batal retroactively. And now, she is only the wife of the first Ach. And for that reason, the Gemara has to say that it is only a Gzeira, that people might say, Shemiyoymu Shneivomes Habois Mibayisachon Mesiamais. But this is not an actual case of Shnei Yevamis HaBoyis Mibayisachad, since she is no longer considered the wife of the second Ach, even Midrabanon. That is the Teretz of Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The next sugya is a sugya of an Iser Chal al Iser. That once something is already Aser, a second Iser cannot be Chal. Now, before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to give the following hakdama about an Iser Chal al Iser. We find in our Gemara that our Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. If, let's say, two brothers are married to two sisters, so now we have the possibility of being over two Isurim. First of all, the Iser of Eishes Ach, and second of all, the Iser of Achais Isha. So let's say, for example, Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers, are married to two sisters. And now Shimon was Mace. If Reuven wants to be Ba on the wife of Shimon, will he be Chayev, Mishum Eshesach, and Mishum Achesisha, or just one? Rabbi Yosi says that he is Chayev, Mishum Eshesach, and Mishum Achesisha. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says, Eine Chayev, Ela, Mishum Eshesach, Bovad. Which, as the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon is based on that we say, Ein Iser Chal al Iser. And if Eishes Ach was first, then one is only Chayiv Mishum Eishes Ach, and not Mishum Achais Isha, because the second Iser of Achais Isha is not Chal on the first Iser of Eishes Ach. Rabbi Yosi, on the other hand, says, that you Chayiv both Mishum Eishes Ach and Mishum Achais Isha, regardless of whichever Iser was Chal first. The Gemara on Amud Beis goes on to say that we find that Rabbi Yosi says Yechayev both Mishum Eishes Ach and Mishum Achais Isha does not mean that you are actually Chayev two separate Chatois, both Mishum Eishes Ach and Mishum Achais Isha. Because, as the Gemara says, if Eishes Ach came first, one will not be Chayev also Mishum Achais Isha. Since the Achais Isha does not add anything as far as the Isha herself is concerned. The Gemara explains that the Rabbi Yosi says Chayiv Shtayim means to say that you are Kovrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim, which, as Tosis explains, means to say that he is considered a bigger Rasha than had he just been over on the Isra of Achais Isha by itself. And since he is considered a bigger Rasha, he is buried next to Rishoyim like him. Now, to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, that even though Rabbi Yosi agrees that Ein Iser Chal al Iser, still we say that we are Kovrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim, we find two basic Mehalchim and Achrinim. The Primogodim in his Psicha Vochas Pesach, Yog Beis, Paragalef, Soifes, Tesayin. And so too we find in the Avn Miluim in his Chuvasim and Yud Beis, and in the Beis HaLevi, explain as follows. The Achrinim prove from our Gemara that we say in Isser Chal Isser is only as far as being Mechayev him two separate punishments. But as far as the Isser itself is concerned, the Isser itself is Chal. And since the second Isser is Chal, for that reason we say L'koivrei Bein Rishoam Gemurim, even though he will not be Chayev a second Chatas for Eishasach, still the Isser Eishasach is Chal, and he was Oiver on two Isurim, and therefore he deserves to be Nikvar Bein Rishoam Gemurim. This is only according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon on the other hand argues, Rabbi Shimon understands that we do not say L'koivrei Bein Rishoam Gemurim, since Rav Shimon understands that we say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser means that there is no second Isser at all, and he was only over on one Isser. And for that reason, Rav Shimon understands that he does not deserve to be Nikvar Bein Rishoam Gemurim. Based on this Yisoid, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that we say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser does not mean that the second Isser was not Chal. It just means that he is not Chayiv for the second Isser. One can answer the following kasha that Achrenim ask on the Gemara in Kiddush Nafayin Chesem and Aleph. Rav Ashi says, Koyin Shabbat Chesef, a Koyin was Mezana with his sister. Asah Zaina, he made his sister into Zaina. Chazar Ubal, let's say he was Mezana with her a second time. Now that he was Mezana with her a second time, Asah Chalola, he made her into Chalola. Since now that he was Mezana with her a first time, she became a Zaina. Now that she is a Zayna, she is Aser on him a Suri Kahuna. And as we know, in order to make someone a Chalola, one can only make someone else into a Chalola if he is Oiver on an Iser Me Suri Kahuna. And since now that she became a Zayna, she is Aser on this Kayan Me Suri Kahuna, for that reason we say that Chazar Uba Alea Asa Chalola. The Chreinim has the following Kasha. Why was this Isha, who was a sister of the Kohen, Aser on the Kohen Meisuri Kahuna, with that she became a Zayna, why don't we say, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, that the Iser Zayna is not Chal on the Iser of Achaisai. Since she was Aser on this Kohen, because she was a sister of the Kohen, for that reason we should say, Ein Iser Chal Iser, and she should not become Aser on this Kohen Be Iser Zayna. And for that reason we should say, that even if he was Chazar Ubala, even the second time, he should not make her into Chalola, since he was not Oiver on an Iser Meisuri Kahuna. If one says, as we said before, B'Shem L'Achreinim, B'Shitas Rabbi Yossi, as Achreinim explained Rabbi Yossi, L'Koyvei Bein Risham Gemurim, one can explain the more very simply. Even though he will not get punished for being Oiver the Iser of Zayna, but the Iser of Zayna is there. And therefore, when he is Chazar Ubala, he's being over on two Isurim. He's being over on the Isur being Ba'al Achisai, and he is also being over on the Isur of being Ba'al Zayna. And for that reason, we say that Chazar Ubala saw Chalola, because there is an Isur Meisuri Kahuna with that he's being Ba'al Zayna. Now, getting back to Achrinim's Chiddush, that there is a second Isur, well, the explanation is that a person cannot be nanash to einshim. A person cannot be chayiv to einshim. And for that reason we say that he is only nanash for whichever iser was chal first. But as far as the iser itself is concerned, the second iser is chal completely. But as we find that Achrinim ask the following kasha on the Primogodim and Avne Miluim's Yisoid. The Achrinim ask, we find in Tosfos and Shvuos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, that Tosfos proves from the Gemara Nechuin Daf Kof Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that we say Ein Iser Chal Iser is not only referring to something that is already Aser B'Iser Lois Haseh, that a second Iser Lois Haseh cannot be Chal on something that is already Aser B'Iser Lois Haseh, but even if it was just Aser B'Iser Haseh, still we say that Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And the second is a loy sase will not be chal on something that is already aser be'isra asay. For example, as the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kofid Gemara Mabay says, that if a koyin tamei e truma tamea, he is not chay misa bidei shamayim, since we say ein iser chal iser. The iser for koyin tamei ti truma is not chal on the iser of truma tamea. Since the truma tamea was already aser, it is not chal the iser of a koyin tamei eating truma, even though the iser for truma tamea to be eaten is only an iser asay. On the other hand, the iser for a koyin tamei ti truma is an iser lois asay. So from there, Tosis proves that an iser chal iser refers even to a lois asay being chal on something that is already aser b'iser asay. Well, if one is to understand that we say ein iser chal iser, is because one cannot be punished two punishments, and he's only punished for the first iser. Over here, there is no punishment for the iser asay that was chal already. So from here one sees that one has to understand the Primogodim and Avne Miluim as follows. That the Primogodim and Avne Miluim understand that we say Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And the second Iser is not Chal completely. As far as Einshim are concerned, as far as punishments are concerned, the second Iser is not Chal. And the second Iser is incomplete. And for that reason, he is not nenash on the second iser, since the second iser was not chal completely. And that is what the Primogodim and the Avne Miluim mean when they say that he is not nenash for the second iser. Not because there is halacha, that one is not nenash to einshim, but rather it is because the second iser is not chal completely. And in order to be nenash, one needs a full-fledged iser. And for that reason, Tosfos and Shavuos understands that a lois asay will not be chal al asay. Even though he's not being nanash for the asay, still the lois asay is not chal completely, and he will not be nanash for being over the lois asay. Rabbi Elchanan and Kovetz Ares and Lamed Oizayin, on the other hand, argues on the previous chiddush of the Avne Miluim and the Primogodim. The Avne Miluim says that we say in Iser Chal Iser means that the second Iser is not Chal. As Rabbi Elchanan proves from that we find in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Krisos, that if one has an Avela that now became Basar B'Cholav, the Rambam says that the reason why Basar B'Cholav, the Iser Basar B'Cholav, is not Chal on the Iser of Nevela, even though Basar B'Cholav is adding on an Iser that we did not have previously, as long as it was only Aser B'Iser Nevela, Iser Nevela is only Aser B'Achila and Mutar B'Ana. On the other hand, now that it became Basar B'Cholav, L'Chaira, there is an additional Iser of Iser Hana. The Rambam says that since, in order to have the Iser Hana of Basar B'Cholav, one needs the Iser Achila of Basar B'Cholav, one cannot have the Iser Hana of Basar B'Cholav without the Iser Achila of Basar B'Cholav. For that reason, we say that since the Iser Achila of Basar B'Cholav is not Chal, since we say Ein Iser Chal al Iser, for that reason there is no Iser Hana as well. Rabbi Chanan asks, if one is to understand that we say Ein Iser Chal Iser does not mean that there is no Iser whatsoever, but rather there is a second Iser, so to a Basar B'Cholav, we should say that there is an Iser Achila of Basar B'Cholav. And since there is an Iser Achila of Basar B'Cholav, so too there should be an Iser Hana of Basar B'Cholav. And therefore we should consider Basar B'Cholav as an Iser Meisif on the Iser Nevela, since Basar B'Cholav is Meisif and Iser that we did not have previously. From the Rambam, Rabbi Elchanan proves that we say Ein Iser Chal al Iser means that there is no second Iser whatsoever. Bochanan goes on to say that even though there is no second Iser whatsoever, we still say that he is Nikvar Bein Rishoim Gemurim. As Bochanan says, a tremendous Chiddush, that even though there is no second Iser, but still, there is a Sivasa Iser. And even though there is no actual Iser, but still the background of the Iser, what causes the Iser, is still here. And that itself is enough of a reason that one deserves to be Nikvar Bein Rishoim Gemurim. Because that itself, that someone was born an Isha that has the background of an Eshesach, that has a Sibas HaIsra of an Eshesach, is also enough of a reason that someone deserves to be Nikfar Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. Because even though it is not actually Aser, but still, it is not the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that someone should be Boyo an Isha that has a Sibas HaIsra of Eshesach. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains our Gemara. Now getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara asks the following kashon of Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, who understands that we say, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, the Gemara asks, Heichad Nosa Meis V'achakach Nosa Chai, if the Iser Eshesach came first, Kivon De Iser Achais Isha Eichayel, since the Iser Achais Isha is not Chal, Tesiabim Yivumi, why can't you do Yibum? The Gemara answers, Amar Avashi Isra Chais Isha Mitla Toli V'koi. Ipoke Isra Eshesach Osi Isra Chais Isha V'chayo. V'hilka Chloi Poka. In other words, the Gemara's teretz is that the reason why one cannot do Yibam is because one has an Isra Chais Isha that is waiting to be chal. Now to explain our Gemara, we find that the Brisker Rav and the B'chayim Ezer and Shuvas Achiezer Chilk Avsam and Gimel explain that there is a tremendous machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that the reason why this Isha is not Mesiabemes is because of the Erva of Achis Isha. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos understands that the reason why the Isha is not Mesiabemes is not because of the Erva of Achis Isha, but rather it is because one has an Eshes Ach that is not Neifelas Oyibum. An Eshesach that is not Neifelas Yibum is itself considered an Erva that is Ptura min Achalitza min Ayibum. But to explain that, the Rashi understands that the reason why she is not Mesiabemes is because of the Erva of Achais Isha, we find the Machlekes between the Brisker Rav and Rebbe Chaim Ezer. Rebbe Chaim Ezer explains Rashi as follows. Rebbe Chaim Ezer explains that our Gemara says Mitle Toli V'Koi means to say that one has the actual Isser of Achais Isha. And even though we say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, still we say that one has the actual Isser of Achais Isha. As we said before, B'Shem the Prima Gadim and the Avne Miluim. And since one has the actual Isser of Achais Isha, for that reason the Isha is not Mesiabemes. And for that reason Rashi explains that the reason why this Isha is not Mesiabemes is because of the Isra of Achais Isha, since the Isra of Achais Isha is actually here. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues, according to Reb Chaim Ezer, is based on that Tosfos understands that there is no Isra Achais Isha here whatsoever. For that reason, Tosfos understands that the only reason why this Isha is not Mesiabemes is because she is considered an Erev of Eishas Ach, which is not Neifelas Leibum. The Brisker Rav, on the other hand, explains Rashi differently. The Brisker Rav explains that the Rashi understands that this Isha is Ptura min Achalitza min Ayibum. Since there is an Isra Achais Isha, does not mean that there is an actual Isra Achais Isha already here. Rashi just means to say that since what is stopping the Heter Yibum is the potential Isra Achais Isha, for that reason we say that the Erva of Achais Isha is what is standing in the way of Yibum. And the reason why she is Pturim and Achalitz and Mayibam is because of the potential Achais Isha that is stopping the Yibam. That is how the Brisker Rav explains the Shitza of Rashi. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues on Rashi, seems to hold that it is not enough the potential Achais Isha for us to say that she is not Mesiabemes because of a potential Achais Isha, but rather one needs an actual Erva here now. And for that reason, Tosfos says that the only Erva that's here now is only the Erva of Eshes Ach. Now getting back to Tosfos, from that Tosfos explains that the reason why this Isha is not Mesiabemes is only because of the Erva of Eshes Ach, L'chair one sees, that Tosfos understands that we do not yet have the Achais Isha. And all we have is the Eshes Ach. L'chair from Tosfos one can prove that as far as Ein Iser Chal Iser is concerned, the second Isser is not here at all, like we said before, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. But really, from Tosfos, there is no raya whatsoever to the previous Machlokes Achronim. As we mentioned before, the whole Machlokes Achronim is according to the Shita of Rabbi Yisi that understands that we say Ein Iser Chal Iser, he is still Nikvar Bein Rishayim Gemurim. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, that argues and understands that he is not Nikvar Bein Rishayim Gemurim, is a Chira based on that. Rabbi Shimon understands that Ein Iser Chal Iser means to say that the second Iser is not Chal at all. And for that reason, he does not deserve to be Nikvar Bein Rishayim Gemurim. And for that reason, Tisvis and our Sugya that is going Beshitas Reb Shimon understands that there is no Isser Achis Isho, all one has is an Isser Eish Asach. Because again, according to Reb Shimon, that he is not Nikvar Bein Risham Gemurim, there is no second Isser at all. The obvious kasha is, how can Reb Chaim Ezer possibly explain Reb Shimon that our Gemara says, like Reb Shimon, the reason why the Isha is not Smasya Bemes is because one has the actual Isra Chisisha already here now? If so, how can Reb Shimon say that one is not Nikvar Bein Rishoyim Gemurim based on the halacha of an Isra Chal Isra, if even like Reb Shimon, even where we say in Isra Chal Isra, there is a second Isra? So, to explain Reb Chaim Ezer, one has to say as follows, that Reb Chaim Ezer understands the machlokes between Reb Yisi and Reb Shimon, that both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon agree that even where we say Ein Iser Chal Iser, there is a second Iser. Just Rabbi Yisrael understands that the second Iser is Chal completely. Just there is Halacha that one cannot get to Einshim. And since the second Iser is Chal completely, for that reason Rabbi Yisrael understands that he is Nikvar Bein Rishoyim Gemurim, which Rashi explains to mean that he is Nikvar between those that are Niskolim and Israfin. Since, again, according to Reb Shimon, the second Isser was Chal completely. On the other hand, Reb Yisi understands that the second Isser was not Chal completely. And for that reason, Reb Yisi understands that he is not Nikvar Bein Rishon Gemurim. But still, even like Reb Yisi, there is an Isser of Achis Isha here, is enough for our Gemara to say that since the Isra Achis Isha is mitl toli v'koi, for that reason, the Isha is not Mesia Bemes, even according to Reb Shimon. Tesis, on the other hand, argues and understands like Reb Shimon, there is no second Isser whatsoever. And for that reason, Tesis has to explain that the reason why this Isha is not Mesia Bemes is only because of the Erva of Eish Esach. Now getting back to Reb Chaim Ezer, Reb Chaim Ezer explains that our Gemara says mitla toy v'koy is based on that the Isra Achis Isha already is here. One has to understand, why does our Gemara need mitla toy v'koy? Why does our Gemara need that the Achis Isha is hanging? L'chaira, the Isra Achis Isha is actually here. And for that reason, we should say that the Isha is not Mesia Bemes. So from Reb Chaim Ezer, one sees the following chiddush, that it is not enough that the Isra Achis Isha is already here. Even if the Achis Isha is here already, since the Achis Isha that is here does not have a chiv karis, the halacha should still be tisyapa mivumi. The only reason why this Achis Isha stops the yibum is only because this is an Achis Isha with the potential of karis. And based on that this Achis Isha, which is here already, is an Achis Isha with the potential of Karis, that is the reason why she is not Mesia Bemes. But had the Achis Isha been a regular Isra Achis Isha without the potential of Karis, such an Achis Isha would not stand in the way of Yibum. And for that reason, our Gemara has to say, Mitla Toi V'Koi, that the Achis Isha, the Karis of Achis Isha, is Mitla Toi V'Koi. And since one has an Isra Achis Isha with the potential of Karis, that is what stands in the way of Yibum. Now getting back to our Gemara's Kasha, again our Gemara asks that according to Reb Shimon Tisyabim Yivumi, we find that the Orchaner and other Achreinim ask the following Kasha on our Gemara. How can one possibly do Yibum? Once will be Chal the Heter of Yibum, the Yisra Chesish will be Chal. So what could possibly be the Heter to do Yibum? So we find that our Chaner explains that our Gemara's Kasha was not that there should be an actual heter to do Yibum, but rather the Gemara's Kasha is on the Diok Loshen of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Yerchayiv Mishum Eish Asach, On that, the Gemara asks, why you chayv mishum eshesach? As far as eshesach is concerned, there should be a heter of yibum. But again, the Gemara does not mean that there should be an actual heter of yibum, and one should actually be able to go and do yibum. But rather, all the Gemara means to ask is that how can Reb Shimon say that one is over the isra of eshesach if one should have the heter of yibum? On that, the Gemara answers that there is no heter of yibum. And since there is no heter of yibum, for that reason, Reb Shimon says that one is over on the isra of eshes ach. That is how the Aruch HaNer explains our Gemara. Baruch Ber and Birkas Shmos and Tess explains our Gemara differently. Baruch Ber explains that our Gemara's kash is not on the isha herself, on the isha hasura be'eshes ach, that she herself should be misyabemes, because again, there is no possibility to be miyabem the isha herself, since one will be over the Isra of Achis Isha, but rather the Gemara is asking on her tzara, on the tzara of this Eshesach, she should be Mesehabemes. Since the only reason why the Eshesach herself is not Mesehabemes is only because if she will be Mesehabemes, one will be over the Isra of Achis Isha. But the Isra of Achis Isha is not here yet. For that reason, the tzara of this Eshesach should be Mesehabemes. That is how Baruch Ber explains the Gemara's Kasha. Dafikayam, on the other hand, the Chiyok Aleph Siman Zayin says a third pshat in how to understand our Gemara's Kasha. He explains our Gemara's Kasha Kipshutai, that our Gemara asks she should actually be Mesiyah Bemes. As Dafikayam explains, that since that there is a Heter Yibam is based on that we say, Asi Asei V'dochi Loisasei, that the Asei of Yibam is Deiche the Isra Eshesach, but since it is only a Dechia, and the Isra Eshesach really remains, for that reason we will say, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and the Isra Achis Isha will not be Chal. And even though one has the Dechia of Yibam, still the Isra Achis Isha will not be Chal. Because since it is only a Dechia, and the Isser Eshes Ach in essence remains, for that reason the Isser Achis Isha cannot be Chal, based on the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And for that reason our Gemara asks that one should actually be able to go and be Miyabim this Eshes Ach. And so too we find in the Meiri before in Dafid Gimel Amid Aleph. That is how Dafikayam learns our Gemara. Now let's go on a little bit further in our Gemara. Our Gemara says the Rabbi Yisi understands that we say Isser Chal al Isser by Isser Meisif. For example, if the Isha was an Achis Isha and then she became an Eshes Ach, since now that she became an Eshes Ach, she became Asura on all the other brothers, for that reason we say that she becomes Asura on the brother that she was Asur to beforehand because of the Isser of Achis Isha. Since there is a rule that as far as Isser Meisif is concerned, we say Isser Chal al Isser. And therefore, just like she becomes Aser to all the other Achim with the Isser Eshesach, so too she becomes Aser to the brother that she was Aser previously with the Isser of Achis Isha. Rashi, Tesis, and the other Rishonim bring down the following Gersa in our Gemara. V'acham Moisei v'nasis eishes ish is considered an Isser Moisef. If one's mother-in-law got married, just like she is Asura on everyone else, be'isser eishes ish, so too she is Asura on her son-in-law, be'isser eishes ish as well, based on the rule of Isser Moisef. The Ritva goes on to say the following halacha, that let's say once Cham Moisei became an eishes ish, based on the rule of Isser Moisef, if we were Masra Mishum Eshes Ish and not Mishum Chamaisa, if we only gave Hasra for the Isra Eshes Ish and we did not give Hasra for the Isra of Chamaisa, one will be punished for the Isra Eshes Ish. Since the Isra Eshes Ish is considered an Isra Moisif. Chira from the Ritva one sees the following Chiddush, that we find in our Gemara, the Rabbi Yisi agrees that by Isra Moisif we say Isra Chal al Isra. That is even to allow an Isser Kal to be Chal on an Isser Chomer. Even though Eshes Ish is more Kal than the Isser of Chamoisei, Chamoisei is Bisrefa. On the other hand, the Oynesh for the Isser Eshes Ish is only Chanek. Still, we say that since the Isser Reishas Ish is an Isser Maisa for that reason, the Isser Reishas Ish, which is more Kal, is Chal on the Isser Chomer of Chamaisa. On the other hand, we find a seeming Stiris HaRitva. The Ritva in Kedushin Nafayin Zayin Mabay says that we say that by Isser Maisef, Isser Chal Isser is only if the second Isser is not more Kal than the first Isser. If the second Isser is more Kal than the first Isser, then we do not say Isser Chal al Isser, even if the second Isser is an Isser Maisef. And so too is Mashman the Ritva later on in the Afamad Gimel Mabayis, that an Isser Kal cannot be Chal on a more Chomer Dike Isser, even if the second Isser is Maisef. Still, a Kua Dike Isser cannot be Chal on a more Chomer Dike Isser. Rebaron Koyin in Simen Yud Ches Ois Aleph answers the Ritva as follows. He says that there are two halachas of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. First of all, that the second Isser is not Chal on the first Isser, and there is no second Isser whatsoever. And then there is another halacha of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, that one cannot be nanash two einshim. One cannot be punished two punishments. And he will only be nanash the first einesh of whichever Isser was chal first. Based on this, the Baron Cohen explains as follows. That the Ritva understands that if one has an Isser Maisif, even if the Isser Maisif is an Isser chal that has been chal on an Isser Chomer, still, as far as the actual Isser is concerned, we will say Isser Chal al Isser, and the second Isser will be Chal, since the second Isser is Moisif. For that reason, the second Isser will be Chal. But that is only as far as the actual Isser is concerned. But as far as the other halacha, that one cannot be Nanash to Einshim, as far as that we say, that even if the second Isser is an Isser Moisif, as long as the second Isser is an Isser Kal, one will still not be Chayiv to Einshim. But since the actual Isser Kal is Chal, for that reason the Ritva goes on to say, that if for whatever reason he will not be Nanash for the first Isser, for example, if the first Isser was done B'Shegig, or if there was no Hasra on the first Isser, then he will be Nanash for the second Isser, since there is a second Isser, even though the second Isser is more Kal. And so too we find in the Ma'arit in Kiddushin Afayin Chesem and Aleph, that the Ma'arit understands as long as the second Isser is an Isser Maisif, even if the second Isser is more Kal than the first Isser, we will say that the second Isser is Chal, and there is a second Isser. Just as far as Einshim are concerned, we say that a person will not be Nanash to Einshim, and he will only be Nanash for the first Isser, as long as he can be Nanash for the first Isser. If for whatever reason he is not being punished for the first Isser, either as we said before there was no Asra on the first Isser, or the first Isser was done B'Shegig, then he will be Nanash for the second Isser, since the second Isser was Chal, since it was an Isser Maisif. That is the Shita of Ma'arit, and so too Rabbi Aaron Cohen says is the Shita of the Ritva as well. Based on this, one can go back to that the Gemara explains Rabbi Yosi Lakoivrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. And even according to Rabbi Yosi, one is not actually Chayiv Tu Chatois for the two Yisurim, still we are Koivrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim is not a rule across the board by every Ein Isser Chalal Isser that we will still say that we are Koivrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. But rather one can say, as we find in the Beis HaLevi, that Rabbi Yosi says a Koivrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim is only referring to a specific case, as the case of our Gemara that first it was Chal the Isser Ishasach and then it was Chal the Isser Achisisha. As the Gemara says, the Isser Achisisha that came after the Isser Ishasach is an Isser Koilo, since when he married her Achisa, when he married her sister, he became Aser and all the other sisters. Therefore, it is considered an Isser Koilo. And even though, as our Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi does not hold of Isser Koilo, but one can say that is only as far as Einshim are concerned, as far as saying that he is Chayiv to Einshim, as far as giving him two punishments, as far as that, we say the Rabbi Yisi does not hold of Isser Kailo. But as far as the actual Isser being Chal, then we can say that since the Isser is an Isser Kailo, for that reason Rabbi Yisi understands the Isser is Chal, and therefore we say that we are Kaivrei Bein Rishoim Gemurim. But if one would have a regular in Isser Chal Isser, that the second Isser is not an Isser Kailo, then even according to Rabbi Yisi, the second Isser is not Chal at all. And we will not even be Kaivrei Bein Rishoim Gemurim. That is how one can explain the Shita of Rabbi Yisi in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.